It's the Plan B After Show podcast with Brock and Hunter. It's not better, just more.
All right, what's going on? Hello, welcome to the Plan B After Show podcast. Kiki stepping in today, filling in for Hunter. What's going on?
First time on the podcast.
Yeah, is this really?
Yeah.
This is like show number 23 or something like that.
We were crushing it. You never invite me.
No, you're always too busy with your work. Because you're an important business lady.
I am doing business, important business things.
Businesswoman doing businesswoman things.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You need more pantsuits.
I know I do.
You don't
but
have any pantsuits.
Those are expensive.
Are they?
Yeah.
Well, it's because they mean business when you're wearing one.
I would love to. Yeah. Pencil skirts and pantsuits.
I bet you we could go over to a Goodwill and get you some.
You know what? It's true. Triangle. Probably could find something in there for me.
Would you ever buy underwear from Goodwill?
No, I would not.
No?
You got mad at me for buying shoes there one time.
Well, no, I got mad because you didn't clean them out first.
I did clean them. I wiped them down.
No, the inside. The inside.
You clean the inside.
You give them a good old spray, some like antibacterial. No, and just sliding your foot in there like a psycho.
I'm wearing socks. I'm protected.
So I'm not sure which. This kind of stems off a topic we did this morning about the principal. The principal that banned candy canes.
Yeah.
At school because of the them being representing
religious.
Jesus and upside down. Anyway, so there's three stories that are along those lines of just kind of craziness. The candy cane story,
uh-huh.
A woman canceling her baby shower because her family was mocking her baby's name, and a bride who issued a dress code for her wedding.
I saw that. It's crazy.
So this kind of wraps up everything because I feel like we're in this day and age where, one, people are way too sensitive.
Well, yeah.
And two, people are way too entitled.
First of all this stuff pretty much is all, like you said before, is like self, like for themselves.
Yeah.
Like giving your baby a crazy name, that's for you. That's definitely not for the kid.
No.
If anything, it hurts the kid.
Yep.
And then this lady who does this dress code, it's so crazy, and it's for an effect. It's for a dance portion. So she's going out of her way making people dress crazy only for an effect. So I feel like that's such a social media thing. She's probably going to share it and show this whole thing instead of keeping it for like what it should be really about, which is just a union of her and her husband.
Now, here's what
she's making it a show.
I will say that her wanting people to wear certain things is not crazy.
No.
You know what I mean?
But the hers is crazy.
Hers is, and also, too, the fact that, I don't know if you saw in there, she said in this, in the post, we want you to invest in an outfit valued at least
$1,000. So not only do they have to find these crazy outfits, like really crazy outfits, they also have to change into nicer clothes.
Now,
that are up to $1,000.
Here is the requirements. Women, and it's also by weight too, by the way.
Yeah.
Women under 160 pounds are supposed to wear a green velvet sweater, orange suede pants, Louboutin red bottomed heels, and a Burberry scarf. Okay, so not just a scarf, a Burberry scarf.
Yeah.
Louboutin?
Louboutin, I think.
It's L-O-U.
The red, gosh, I feel dumb not knowing how to pronounce that. But it's the ones with they're really, really
nice.
Expensive.
Yeah, yeah,
and
yeah.
You've got
the red
bottoms. So she wants them to buy these really expensive shoes just for the twirl and the leg kick up effect because it looks amazing.
Here, women over 160 are supposed to wear a black sweater, black pants, and black heels. You know, to thin them out a little bit, you cows. Men under 200 pounds are supposed to wear a purple fuzzy jacket, all white sneakers, and men over 200 pounds are supposed to wear all camouflage with black sneakers. All kids are supposed to be red head to toe
because
they're going to make a heart later. So she goes on this huge tirade,
so
and
crazy.
Then. Now, because it went viral, she made another post.
Yeah.
All right.
She got called out by one of her bridal parties.
Yeah.
Because
she
only sent that to her bridal party. So they're the only ones that got that dress code information.
Yeah.
And then they blasted it. And
they
then
put
now
it on Reddit. And Reddit and of course, it went viral.
It. Yeah.
Now, here is what she put in response. Now, it was a little bit long, so bear with me. But this is what the lady posted after the thing went viral and people were just ripping her to shreds.
Yeah.
She said,
are you reading the whole thing?
I
wouldn't read the whole thing.
What?
That's really, really
long. It's not
long.
That long.
Yes, it is.
It's not that long.
Yeah, just read the bottom part.
All right. So, anyway, I got to build up to it.
It's so long.
Okay. This is with the bottom part where she's now trying to lay into people. She said, therefore, I am announcing one of the most unique parties you will ever be invited to in your life, besides my actual wedding. In honor of the snitch who sold me out, I will be hosting the first ever polygraph party at my house this Saturday at 8 p.m. Bring your inner Sherlock Holmes because we will be hunting out the snitch who put me on blast. You think I'm kidding? I'm not. We just bought a real polygraph test for $99 on Amazon. After the testing is over and we find the rat who did this, we will celebrate with drinks and appetizers. If you can't make it to the polygraph party, you will be presumed guilty unless you can provide a valid excuse. We can make this party a unique and good one that will be told for years to come. I promise as long as you're innocent, you have nothing to worry about. And then she has another post where she just goes off. This lady is psycho.
Psycho.
I feel so bad for the man that's marrying her. But you know what? He should know. He should know that he's marrying a psycho.
He should have known.
So there's that story. Now there's another story about a lady, and I'll just kind of give a synopsis.
Yeah.
She is canceling her baby shower because her family is mocking her kid's name.
What's the kid's name?
The name Squire Sebastian Senator.
Oh, my gosh.
Now, I don't think that's as bad as Ab City.
Right.
Remember the lady who named their kid?
ABCDE.
Once again, you are naming your kid. You're giving them a unique name for you, for your social media posts, for your pictures on Instagram.
It's self-gratification for yourself.
It'll take how many years for the kid to truly realize, like, okay, this is my name. It's a unique name that nobody else has. And so she's canceling her baby shower because her family.
That's fine.
Yeah, that's
good,
fine.
Good. Now they could take all this stuff back and get their money back.
Yeah, the whole reason I'm talking about this, one, the lady with the wedding, I don't mind you having certain, it's your wedding. You can do whatever you want.
Well, right,
I understand that.
Every wedding's got some sort of dress code, but to require so, like, I even get upset at people who require so much, like, expensive stuff.
Yeah.
It might not be a crazy dress code. It might just be like here's the dress that I need you to purchase for the wedding. Yeah. But then it's like, oh, great, it's $300.
Yeah.
Cool, thanks.
Yeah, thanks. I'll just
thanks a lot.
Cough up that money right now.
For your wedding, that's
a destination wedding,
too.
That lady, she's getting married in Hawaii. It's a destination wedding.
So they have to pay for all of that stuff.
And I bring all this up because we live in this world of entitlement now. Mm-hmm. I don't know when the script was flipped where everyone feels like they are entitled to something. They're entitled to this or entitled to that.
Yep.
And I will say, too, because I know people, Brock, it's their life. They can do whatever they want. And that's true. But I also can do what I want and complain about these people because it's ridiculous.
Mm-hmm.
We've developed this culture of look at me, look at me, look at me. And it's terrible. It is a toxic culture that we have developed now because of social media.
Now they're always trying to one-up each other because it's all about social media. It's all about, like, showing off stuff and the
We
got to
get that crack, that high of likes. And all these people want to do is have these, they're going to have the most liked wedding album ever in the history of Facebook or Instagram.
They want it to go viral.
Yeah. You're not special. Folks, I know you got a trophy on your nightstand that says participation and first place.
If you do, throw in the garbage.
Yeah. You're not.
That means your performance was garbage.
Yeah. You know, if you need a spoon and all you got is a fork, that doesn't mean it's not useful. Okay. You can be unique and not useful. It just drives me nuts. These people are so entitled and just ridiculous and gone off the deep end. And I just don't want to live in this world anymore. I can't do it.
Yeah.
I just want to go buy a cottage up north and I just want to get away from everything. Because these people are killing me inside.
I know. And the other thing that gets brought up with all this, the same kind of topic, is all the Christmas songs that are getting so much backlash.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Like, Baby, It's Cold Outside. People are whining about that.
Yeah.
People are whining about Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. For God's sakes.
Well, what is it like 50 Shades of Grey had like 125 like million, you know, showings or whatever?
Yeah.
And was like a top movie.
Yeah.
Yet, Baby, It's Cold Outside
is
offensive.
And it's because she says, "Hey, what's in this drink?" Which, by the way, was a term back then, back when that song was written.
Yeah.
I was like, "Hey, what's in this thing?" Like, it's not strong enough of a drink.
Right.
So yeah, now people apparently have too much time on their hands. They're too entitled, and we've developed this generation of whiny, entitled babies, and it's with weird names.
Here, if you ever start getting annoyed by people and all the stuff that's going on in the news with people naming their kids weird or being brats or being offensive, I'll tell you what, go look up the account Kids Getting Hurt. It is the funniest thing.
Is it kids getting hurt or kids falling down?
Kids getting hurt. Well, it's basically a bunch of, like, right now I'm watching a compilation of kids learning how to ride their bikes, and they are just running into everything and falling out. What's even best is when the parents go down with them trying to save the kid from, like, falling into a ditch or running into a pole.
Good God, you psycho.
It's hilarious. Kids getting hurt.
If you need a good laugh, take Kiki's advice and watch Kids Getting Hurt. Good God, lady. You know what? I was wrong.
It's my favorite.
I was wrong. You're going to be a great mother someday. You're going to be a great mother.
I'm just going to laugh at them all the time.
All right. Well, thanks for hopping in on this, Kiki. I appreciate it. Don't forget to listen to the Plan B Morning Show Monday through Friday on Rock 107 WIRX and this wonderful website where you found this podcast, WIRX.com. Do some exploring. Check out the Babe of the Day. Check out our podcast and different pages. We got all sorts of goodies for you on there. And, yeah, that's it. That'll wrap up the Plan B After Show podcast for
Babe
today.
Babe of the Day, is that just a fancy name for Kiki's page?
You get the hell out.
Okay, I'll see myself out.